Duck Hell. It is important in this joyous season of our redemption to contemplate the pains of hell. The most civilized way to do this is to contemplate hell that has been tested on animals. The metaphysical realm of the animal world has much to teach us about eternal punishment. As I mentioned this past Sunday, my duties as animal priest include administering the sacraments. However, since the conservative majority in the Kansas legislature proposed its infamous and now ratified constitutional amendment to ban men from marrying men, they also banned our ducks from participating in the same level of commitment. Because Kansas ducks are forced to live unmarried in a state of sin, they are destined for duck hell now. It all sounds rather funny until you understand that the eternal torment for a duck is concentrated on the penis. Perhaps I should explain that a Drake's noodle is shaped like a corkscrew. Please don't click that link if you're eating. It even grossed me up. I learned it by watching ducks fool around at the duck pond. After he slides off, the drake takes off running and dragging his lady baster through the grass. Cleaning it off, I guess. The observant eye can clearly make out the classic corkscrew shape. If you watch the video carefully, you also observed that the directional fitting of the tool is a left-hand thread. Evolutionary biologists will tell you that this has something to do with something biological, but it also has an application in the metaphysical realm. Most theologians agree that the female oviducts in duck hell are in fact threaded right-handed, thereby precluding any sort of erotic happiness for ducks who have died outside a state of redeeming grace, which is all of them in Kansas, as I said before. The editorial board here at the Fred Effect have asked me on several occasions why I continue to waste my time and their server space on this zoological dogma. The editorial board are all saved. They don't really give a rat's ass about the salvation of the animal world. It may be too late for the Kansas domestic duck population. I continue to hope that the migratory birds can tie the knot in Canada or something. My greater purpose is to inform my human brethren of the wrath to come. Of course, there is no such actual information in this article. I'm still working on building confusion and paranoia, hence my use of the word dogma. But I assure you that duck hell will sound like warm apple pie after I describe human hell in a few months, during Lent. Bad tidings of great torment. Behold the message to keep foremost in our minds in this joyous season.